What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Away here on patreon.com/kindafunny. I'm your host, Greg Miller, and I'm here to talk to you once again. If you're an audio listener, you're missing the fuck out. If you're a video listener, look at this motherfucker, huh? It's all purple. I still can't turn the ring light on, but the other lights were here, and they were on. And I was like, you know what? I won't turn on the overhead light that I hate so much. Even Elgato Control Center doesn't show it to me. Meh, weird. Because there's a ring light right there. And I flick the button, I do the thing, nothing happens. But now you get me in this sultry purple lighting. I like both like the Undertaker and like I'm in the red light district. Like I'm going to show you a good time. Why is this one little hair thing out of place back here? I'm trying to shower at night because I never have time in the morning anymore. But then the hair is all weird. It's not weird. I just need more work. Anyways, I digress. Hold on. Oh, no, my phone dead. I showered last night, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, right? I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. Hey, Siri. Set a 5-minute timer. Showered last night, and I wore my watch into the shower, and then I took it off, and I hung it on the little shower caddy in there, and I was like, I'm going to forget this. And I got to bed, and I was like, I forgot my watch in there. And I was like, it's going to be dead. I'm like, no big deal. I'll get it in the morning. And then I almost left without it, and I got it, and then it said at 5%. I'm like, I got to charge at work. And I got here, and I didn't have the charge at work anymore. Do I care? No. At this point, it's a style choice. What am I doing today? Don't worry about it. I guess I can officially tell you I'm reviewing Dead Space. That's the game I've been reviewing after Forspoken. I got hit up by EA today. I was talking to them about some stuff, and they're like, oh, by the way, you can promote that Thursday. You're going to be reviewing it on the Gamescast. I said, oh, great. Thank you very much. You know, a lot of people are weird about that. The video game industry is still waking up to embargoes of what's okay and what's not okay. Obviously, you know, for me, for the longest time at IGN, being an old school guy there, right, it was that you didn't mention you had the game, you didn't mention you had a review score, yada, yada, yada. And over the years now, you've seen with the shift to embargo and appointment viewing and yada, 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 and building up hype, developers and publishers start putting into a lot of their review guidelines, hey, you can take a screenshot of the opening thing and say when your review's coming, yada, yada, yada. So I was happy to have EA do that because I've always thought it very stupid that we're not allowed to tell you what's happening, especially when certain games, and I'll name names here, Forspoken, right, was like, hey, play offline. Don't play online so people can't see you. Of course, I'm Greg, so then I went and I also hid the game too because playing offline, you'd still see the trophies if they synced. Sometimes they didn't sync. They don't go there in time. But like my Dead Space review guidelines didn't mention any shit about that. So if you check my PSN trophies, you've seen Dead Space trophies. I digress. Let's go to a question. Jared Meyer writes in and says, hey, Greg. And remember, if you want to write in and say, hey, Greg, to me on patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you see this very post, where this post went up, where you got this YouTube link, where you can see the audio link and all that jazz, go there and leave a comment, and then I can include you in a future episode. Anyways, Jared said, hey, Greg, something I heard you guys. Let me try all of this again. Jared Meyer says, hey, Greg. Something I heard the guys on the Next Gen talk about was how they balance content they do outside of work with the content they do for Kinda Funny. I'd love to kind of get your perspective on that as their boss. How do you feel about the crew's outside work content? And if anyone or a group of them struck something big, would you try to integrate that into Kinda Funny, or would you support them leaving to pursue it? It seems like you're in a unique position as other kinds companies don't really have the same sort of thing to have to think about. Jared Meyer. Of course, yeah, I think, you know, let's say you're a shoe cobbler and that's your job. You don't necessarily go home and cobble shoes and then sell those as well. I haven't listened to the most recent episode of the Next Gen podcast. I am behind on all of my podcasts. I apologize. I am a big fan and I do listen often. I do love those kids. So I don't have all the context. Now that you've alerted it to me, I will immediately go watch it and probably take it down because they're not allowed to promote outside. No, of course, I'm kidding. It's a great question, Jared. And as you can imagine, when it was just me, Tim, Nick, and Colin, it was way easier to be like, all right, cool, well, everything we do is going to benefit Kinda Funny. Any gig we get outside of Kinda Funny will just benefit Kinda Funny. We'll put all the money back into Kinda Funny because we're trying to do that. And now that you have, you know, employees, people who's, you know, who I hope never leave, but obviously could leave and will leave. I try to prep myself for all the time, even though none of them have left, knock on wood. It is a different, you know, set of circumstance for them. So it's something that I think has evolved over time and changed over time and yada, yada, yada. How do I feel about them doing outside work as their boss? That was a real question, right? How do you feel about the crew's outside work content? And if anyone of them struck something big, would you try to do it? Okay. So how do I feel about them doing outside work? Go fucking get them. I want you to be happy here. Me, Tim, and Nick want you to be happy here. We want you to work at Kinda Funny and be immensely satisfied and feel like you are getting out what you put into the company. That's always the biggest thing. That was always my equation at IGN, right? I killed myself for IGN, and they were like, hey, we noticed you kill yourself for us, so we will take care of you and support you and reward you for that. I hope we do that at Kinda Funny. And so to get to, it's 5 o'clock and you go home and then have me turn on Twitch and see you Twitch streaming, if you were going to do a collaborative podcast with somebody else, something to that effect, it would be disingenuous, right, for me to get angry at that. If you're doing your absolute best at work, if you're giving us your best at work, why would I ever get in the way of what you want to go do after work? That seems silly. Like, we obviously, you know, we want you for work hours to be working for Kinda Funny. And obviously, you know, something like the marathon stream skews work hours. So we try to get people to take off time and yada, 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 and dance around that thing. But in general, like, we don't ever want to be. And I don't want to, this is always such a thing. Remember, of course, Kinda Funny's been around for 8 years. I've worked here for 8 years now, more than 8 years. So when I say I don't want to be like IGN IGN was with us, I'm very much saying I don't want to be like what IGN 8 years ago. They are not like this anymore, but what they were with us, where it was, you know, hey, I want to launch a YouTube channel. And that went up the chain from my boss to their boss to their boss to their boss. So eventually I had to be in the room with IGN's lawyer explaining what I wanted to do. I had to sign agreement saying I wouldn't talk about video games. I had to, you know, that's the reason you have Orioration. That's the reason you have a conversation with Colin starting the channel. It was the idea that, like, okay, cool, you can go start your own YouTube channel, Greg, but you can't compete with IGN. And later on, that would lead to friction points and meetings and arguments about, like, well, I'm going to go to PAX, and they found out that I was going to do a Game Over Greggy panel, and that was a big deal, and it's me screaming in the office of, like, in a private meeting room, right? Like, I go to these things, and I kill myself, and I work on it. You can't give me an hour. I can't say that that's my lunch break going to do a thing. Again, there is no ill will towards IGN. I want you to know right now. I love IGN. I still bleed and ride and die for IGN. This was just our relationship as we slowly started to break up. And, you know, mom and dad went to live in separate houses. Some of the things we got into. And it was the same thing of, like, hey, you guys did this headline. That's kind of like content we make. Hey, you guys did a thing about bidets. What if one of our advertisers saw that and was like, we don't want to work with you because they're talking about washing their assholes in this weird podcast? There was that kind of vibe to it. And so for us to be here, and then if we were trying to be so controlling as to say you can't Twitch stream, you can't YouTube, you can't be on other podcasts, you can't do – like, we would be creating the same thing we didn't like and what drove us away in so many ways, right? The idea here is that even though it's not as all for one, one for all as it was when it was just the four people who worked here but also owned the business, it is still that idea that we're all in this together. You know what I mean? The success of what any one employee does here benefits all the employees here and all the co-founders, obviously, as well. And so, you know, the thing we talk about all the time is, like, yeah, go, you can do whatever you want, but, like, please don't keep your best ideas for outside of work. You know what I mean? Like, don't have this great idea for a video game show that then you're going to go do. Like, and again, you could, and I mean, it's totally on the table, but it's more that idea of, like, we can help we can collaborate on that to make the show better, right? I personally feel that all of my ideas are better with collaboration. There's nothing I've ever brought to Kinda Funny or YouTube in general that I just said, here's what I'm going to do, and I didn't get advice from Nick, Tim, any of our collaborators, right? And it didn't get better because of it. And so I think that's the thing here. You say, you know, what if they found something and hit big outside of Kinda Funny? Would you try to integrate that here, right? Or would you try to pursue it? I'm paraphrasing and also looking, and I'm not seeing any. Would you try to integrate that into Kinda Funny content, or would you support them leaving to pursue it? Well, that's an interesting question. Integration, I would say no, probably. That seems really weird and scammy and kind of slimy, right? Of, like, Blessing goes out and starts doing something and he's getting a million Twitch views. And I'm like, that's a great idea. Why don't you bring it to Kinda Funny? And, like, I guess there is a conversation. Me and him, I'd like to think, you know, we have weekly one-on-ones. And so I would like to think that in that situation, Blessing would have said, hey, I have this idea for a show. We would have said, that sounds great. Let's do it together. And let's, you know, I want to say escalate, but that's not the right thing. let's be additive to it and try to do something cool with it. Or if it was that, hey, I did this thing and it popped off, maybe there's a conversation there of like, wow, it's going to be a lot of work. You know, do you want to do that here? Do you want to do this? Blah, 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 blah. But if it's already like a runaway success, it'd be really weird for us to be like, well, I think you should bring that under our umbrella, right? And so then you ask, you know, would you support them leaving to pursue it? No, I would sue them. They've all signed non-compete. No, of course I would support them. Of course we would. You know what I mean? Like, the long short of it is I don't think, you know, I always temper it and say it, and I, because I'm honestly just trying to, I think, soften the blow for myself when it eventually happens. People will leave Kind of Funny, right? Like, it will happen. It hasn't happened yet. Well, Colin, obviously, but you know what I mean? In terms of employees, that people we've brought in as we've grown will leave, and they will go do their own thing, and they will do these different things. And so then it's like, what do I want? What do you want to be on that equation? I never want somebody to leave Kind of Funny angry. I never want one of the employees to leave here and then be like, I totally had a great time, but man, at the end, they got so weird about me doing X, Y, and Z. Or man, we had this big fight about X. I want it to be that we throw them parties. We remind you about whatever their endeavor is. They come back to host occasionally, things like that. Or even, and I'm very much obviously talking from my own experience, what I did at IGN as a host leaving, right? If it was a Cool Greg, if it was a Kevin, if it was a more behind the scenes person, we'd support that and do that and want them to go do it. I want everybody here to be happy. The point of Kind of Funny, right, is, hey, let's make cool shit together and have a great time and support each other. And like I always say, like, you know, it's a very dangerous and slippery slope to be like, oh man, when you work here, you're family, right? And so if you don't want to go that far, I totally get it. It's a job. And obviously my impressions of that all changed when I left IGN and stuff like that. But we are a community at the very least. And I think for me personally, when you see me host the Dice Awards, when you see me take on a WWE show, when you see me doing something crazy cool but is more work for me, that I've said before, that money, that gig, whatever, is coming back into Kind of Funny and it's fueling salaries. And I see it going further than that, right, of it is the fact that, like, I make my decisions and I don't just worry about Barrett. I worry about his wife. I don't just worry about Kevin. I worry about Paula. I worry about their cars, their bills, their whatever. Like, right, that's how this whole thing works. And so if it was that, you know, somebody needs to leave or whatever, I'm still worrying about them in that way. They're not dead to me. You know what I mean? Like, I would never over, hey, I want to go make content, or I think I should go do this on my own, or I just want to move to whatever job. Like, I get that. Like, I've, you know, for 8 years been saying that in my head to myself over and over again, that I might be here forever. I might be Kind of Funny until I die or this thing runs out of gas. But I understand I can't put that on my employees, right? Because, of course, priorities shift, change, people want to move. Maybe that doesn't work for us. And that's the other thing, too, is there's a whole equation of us as the employers of what do we want? What do we expect? What do we demand? Sounds bad, but you know what I mean? Like, what does it mean to work at Kind of Funny? And, you know, with the office and the studio and yada yada, maybe that doesn't mean, and I'm talking out my ass super faster, so please don't try to hold me to any of this. But, you know, like, if it was, I want to go work remotely. Well, we don't really want that to be the case, so let's figure that out in terms of if we can make it work somehow or if we have to transition you out. But again, let's take care of you. You take care of us and we'll take care of you and we'll figure this all out together. So the long story short is I would never want to get in the way of anybody's creativity. I hope, and I think they all know, that being creative here is the best way for the company to succeed and your peers to succeed and everything to keep going great. And I like to think everybody's on that same page. But again, that's one of those questions you have to write in for the Next Gen podcast. How I feel about it, though, in the long run is go make cool shit. I hope you make cool shit here. I hope you're satisfied here. And I hope you make decisions outside of work that make you happy and don't hurt other people. That's always the big thing, right? Go make stuff that doesn't hurt other people and hurt Kind of Funny and the reputation of Kind of Funny or anything like that. But as the place that, you know, went on a whole rant during a random ass stream. What was the one I did where it was recent? Oh, the stream where I was talking about abortion or whatever. It's like, it's a pretty big coloring page here you can worry about. So, Jared Meyer, that's my answer to you. I hope it was good. If you have a question, ladies and gentlemen, again, patreon.com/kindoffunny. Write in. Let me see it. I'll do something there and I'll say, yibba-da-doo, yibba-da-da. Put, like, write on this post and then I can do more with it. I enjoy these little Q&As. They always go longer than 5 minutes. Didn't think that through, did I? Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure.